So we're going to learn a little bit about the mitzvah of charoses and whether it is a mitzvah or not. The Mishnah is on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph, and I'll read to you the Lashon HaMishnah. It says, Heviu lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. They brought to the table, we'll call it a kara for our purposes, I mean that's not in the Mishnah, and it has on it matzah, maror, and charoses. And then the Mishnah says, afal pisha ein charoses mitzvah, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok omer mitzvah. So the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin asks, my mitzvah, what is the nature of this mitzvah of charoses? Rabbi Levi omer, zeichel etapuach. Rabbi Yochanan omer, zeichel etit. Amar Abai Hilkoch Tzorech, we're going to require both. Likue ulesmuche. Likue zecher letapuach ulesmuche zecher letit. Alright. I have a sefer here that goes through this piece by piece, but okay, I don't want to take the time to look for it now. It's probably in the other room. Okay. Now, the goal of our learning today is to compare two texts of the Rambam. One is in Pirush HaMishnayos, and the other is in his Yad HaChazaka. So we'll start with the Pirush HaMishnayos, here in Arvei Pesachim. And he says the following, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok omer charoses mitzvah, lidato, chayav odom levarech asher kitshanu v'mitzvoso v'tzivano al achilas charoses. So the Rambam claims that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok charoses mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. But the ain't a halacha, we don't paskin like him. We paskin like the chachamim, and charoses is not a mitzvah. It doesn't deserve a bracha. According to the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok holds that charoses is a full-fledged mitzvah. It's not. It doesn't fall short of matzah or maror, and it deserves its own bracha. Asher kitshanu v'tzivanu v'tzivanu al achilas charoses. Honestly, I have never heard anyone make that bracha. Now we want to compare this Rambam to the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. So slow me down if you want to look this up, if you have access to the Rambam. Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, HaCharoses mitzvah mi divrei sofrim. Who does that sound like? Who is the Rambam paskening like? Sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. And he writes, Zecher letit, shayu ovdim bo b'mitzrayim. Ketzad osim osa, lochim tmarim, ogrogros, mitavlin osam b'tavlinin, kemotit b'tevim, umevien osa el ha-shulchan b'lele ha-pesach. So Rav Soloveitchik says the following. It's clear from the Rambam in the Chibur that he passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, but not the way he interprets it in the Mishnah, in his Pirush HaMishnayos. Because in his Pirush HaMishnayos, he passes like the Chachamim. And the Lech HaMishnah already points this out. Now, the Lech HaMishnah asks another kasha, another stira. He says, B'pirush HaMishnayos kosev HaRambam d'le Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok charoses hi mitzvah chayovin aleha bracha b'fnei atzma al achilas charoses v'ilu b'chiburo. Although the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, and he writes that charoses is a mitzvah b'divrei sofrim, lo kosev HaRambam chiyuv bracha al charoses. And not only that, If you take a look one parak further forward in parak Ches Halacha Vav, the Rama has a bracha on matzah. He has a bracha on moror. He leaves out a bracha on charoses. So we have two contradictions in the Rambam. Number one, who do we paskin like? The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says explicitly that we paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. Here in the Pirush, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam paskins that charoses is a mitzvah, and the Lecha Mishnah identifies that with Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. Second stira is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says that according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, insofar as charoses a mitzvah, requires a bracha. Here in the Chibur, he's accepting Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, and charoses is indeed a mitzvah, and yet he omits the bracha. So the Rav writes, Ayin b'Rabbeinu Manoach, right on Hilchus Chametz Umatzu, we have a Rishon called Rabbeinu Manoach. It's printed on the page, at least in the Frankel edition of the Rambam. I'm not sure if it's in every single edition. And he writes, V'im yishal shoel mipnei ma ein mevarchem al charoses tehei atshuva lefi she'eino nechal bifnei atzmo v'hi tfeila l'masha adam tovel bo. So Rabbeinu Manoach says that there's no bracha on charoses because we never eat charoses. We dip into charoses, and the charoses is always considered tofel. If that be the case, then we could perhaps suggest that the Rambam in the Yad, although he paskins that charoses a mitzvah, but nevertheless it doesn't get a bracha because the mitzvah is not to eat it unto itself, but rather to eat it as a tofel, as a dip. In other words, you dip the matzah in the charoses, whatever you dip in the charoses. But according to the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says that you do make a bracha on charoses according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. So the Rambam is rejecting Rabbeinu Manoach's svara that it's tofel, and therefore it doesn't get a bracha. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis rejects Rabbeinu Manoach. Okay. Now, in the next two paragraphs, the Rav is going to try to put this all into a neat puzzle, into a neat perspective. And he says the following, that the Rambam himself came up, obviously in different times of his life, but he came up with two different approaches to the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok and Chachamim. Let's begin with the Rambam's Havana, the Rambam's understanding in his Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rabbanan hold that Charoses is only there for Tibul. And if you take a look, he says in the Gemara on Daf Kuftes Zayin, the Gemara talks about a certain kind of poison in the Mora that has to be detonated. So by dipping it into charoses, that's the Chachamim Shita according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis. What is Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok hold? That charoses is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, like matzah umorar. And the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah sachila. Just like there's a mitzvah sachila of matzah and of maror, so too there's a mitzvah achila in charoses. Nu, but you'll ask me, we only eat charoses al yedei tibul? He says, that's the derech achila of charoses. That's the way that we eat charoses. But it's an achila. And if it's an achila, Asher kitshonu mitzvosu v'tzivonu al achilas charoses. The Rav wants to suggest that according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, we would have to eat a kezayis charoses on Leila Pesach. If we're making a bracha, shekitshonim, it's also mitzvah al achilas charoses, according to Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik, al achilas charoses could only be meaningful if we eat a kezayis, because there's no such thing as achila without a kezayis. Now, he has a diuk here in the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Arvei Pesachim writes, Hoya Hillel notel kezayis matzah, Ukezayis Moror, Ukezayis Charoses, the Ochla. So the Marshal claims it's a mistake. It cannot be so that the Mordechai requires a Kezayis of Charoses. That's the Marshal. But again, our text of the Mordechai has Kezayis of Charoses. Fine. So again, we have here a clear-cut machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, according to the Rambam Pirushim Shnayis. The Rabbanon hold that charoses is only to serve for tibul, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says there's a mitzvah achila in charoses, and tibul is only the derech achila of charoses, but it's a separate mitzvah of achilas charoses. Ulam. However, the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah has a different approach. And let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says, Charoses mitzvah midirei sofrim zecher letit shayu ovdim bo b'mitzrayim u'meviim osa al ha-shulchan b'leil ha-pesach. Let's emphasize those words at the end of the halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Umevien osa al ashulchan b'leil haPesach." Says Rav Salvechik, "There's no mitzvah achila of charoses according to the Rambam in Mishneh Torah." The Rambam writes that we bring out karpas, we bring out matzah, we bring out moror, umetablim osan b'charoses. The halach of charoses is halach of tibul, not of achila. So what does the Rama mean when he says charoses he mitzvah midirei sofrim? The Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah divrei sofrim lechol charoses b'leil haPesach. In Moror, the Rambam says achilas Moror mitzvah midivrei sofrim lechol es haMoror. Zokhtarov, if you read the Rambam carefully, the mitzvah midivrei sofrim of charoses is la'avio el ha-shulchan. The Shitas Arama Bechiburo de Mitzvahs Charoses Eina Lechol Charoses Elavia al Ashulchan Beleil HaPesach. Bareza Loshen HaMishnah V'Arei Pesachim Kuf Yudalid, quote, Heviu Lefon of Matzah V'Chazeres V'Charoses. So the Gemara, the Mishnah then brings Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, who says the mitzvah, but if you look at the Chachamim, Chachamim say there's no mitzvah charoses, it's just hava lefanav. The mitzvah of the Chachamim, of charoses according to Chachamim, is heviu lefanav. So what is the machlokes now, according to the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik? Chachamim hold that charoses has to be brought onto the shulchan for the purpose of tibul. There is no mitzvah of charoses. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says it's a mitzvah of charoses. He doesn't mean a mitzvah of achilas charoses, but rather a mitzvah of havah al ha-shulchan. And havah al ha-shulchan is a mitzvah that facilitates tibul, becharos, the tibul emarar, etc., etc. So again, let's just review. According to the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the machlokes is between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. The Rabbanon hold that there is no mitzvah of achilas charoses, is only an enhancement of the mitzvah of morah, etc., to be mitabel betol charoses. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik has a separate independent mitzvah of achilas charoses, and derech tibul is the derech achila. But you'd have to eat a kezayis of charoses, you make a bracha al achilas charoses. That's the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam in his Yad HaChazaka holds that the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and the Chachamim is that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says that havoah el hashulchan is itself a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not achilas charoses, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, the way we interpret it in the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, but rather havoah hashulchan. Whereas the Chachamim hold that although it's true we have to bring the charoses out to the table, but that's only for the purpose of tibul. They never established havoah hashulchan as a separate mitzvah in charoses. And therefore, he says the following: Nira Pashut, according to the Rambam in the Chibur in the Mishneh Torah, as opposed to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, there is no bracha, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, Asher Kitshanu Mitzvosu V'Tzivanu Al Achilas Charoses. That's true for the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, who understood that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik has a mitzvah achila in charoses, like matzah and marah. The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah holds that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, the mitzvah is only avah el hashulchan, and there's no bracha on avah el hashulchan. Avah is not like a separate ma'aser mitzvah that deserves its own bracha. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you about charoses. Now, I'm looking for another piece about Seuda, and I'm not finding it, so give me just 1 minute here. Where is the piece about Seuda? Oh, maybe I found it. We'll see. Kuf Mem Ches. He quotes the Rambam, Perek Zayin Alocha Vav, and Alocha Zayin. B'chol dor v'dor, chayev odim laharos es atzmo kilu hu bi'atzmo yotza ato mishi b'mitzrayim shenemar v'yosonu hotzi misham. L'ficha kishesoed odom b'layla azeh, tzorech lechol v'lishtos v'umesiv derech cherus. And Aloch Ches, he says, v'yemesai tzrichem eseba b'shas achilas kizayis matzah, Ushsias arba kosos ha'elu.
Is this in Harari Kedem?
Yes, this number Ayin Beis, which is on page Kuf Mem Ches.
Thanks.
The Rav is going to make a big deal about the language of the Rambam. L'ficha kishes soed adam b'layla hazeh. And the Rambam goes ahead and says you need a hesevah for matzah and yayin. Zokhtaro, kol din hesevah b'leil pesach eino el adin b'shas se'uda v'asebo din b'dine se'uda d'leil pesach Umukrach Mimela, the Chiyuv has Seba Bachilas Matzah Dal Kosumishum, Shem Chelik Michelke Asuuda, the Lael Pesach. Ulefiz and Nire, the Gam Hadal Kosum, Shem Chelik Michelke Asuuda, the Asuuda, Yeshla Dal Kosum, Shnaim Lefanea, Ushnaim Lachreha. The Ikar, Dinam, Umitzvasam, Meshach Shaychi Lusuuda, Ukmochen adin shall a seba because I is matzah, who din beha su'uda. The eno klal chelik mi mitzvahs kizayis matzah. Now, as we normally understand that one of the conditions to embellish the mitzvah of achilas matzah is to do a heseba when you eat the matzah. No. He's saying the following. Heseba is not a din in the Kizayis Matzah. Heseba is a din in the Suda. Tonight, we have to set up a special Suda. And what makes that Suda special? What marks it, embellishes it, or upgrades it? It's the Heseba. Vizeu din midinei ha-Suda. Again, this whole shtickel Torah is built on one diuk in the Rambam. Kishes soed adam alayla zeh. It's so easy to miss that Rambam. Lachain svirale le Rambam. The Rambam has a very unique shita that gam b'shara achilush siya im hesiv areze meshubach. The Rambam praises someone who eats his entire meal on the night of the Seder, Be'seba. Ki ikar mitzvah ha-seba al-ha-su'uda nemra. Ela she'en ha-seba v'shar achila v'shia ma'keves, which part of the suda must have ha-seba, that's kizayis matzah dalet kosos. The ikar ha-su'uda eina ela kizayis matzah v'adalet kosos. So Rabosai, I'm going to anticipate with what I think is coming around the bend here. Again, I haven't seen this in a good couple of years, but I think what he's going to say here is that if he doesn't have matzah, then he doesn't have a kiyum of heseba. Because the whole mitzvah of heseba is on the suda, and if he doesn't have matzah, he doesn't have a suda. I guess if he eats gebrachts, maybe you could... You could set up a suda even without matzah, maybe. He said, Yesod Lizeh, he wants to support his position that din dalid kosos hu halacha besu'uda mimasha kosva rama perkes halacha yudalid misha yoshein betocha suda vehikits eno choser v'yochel. So imagine, he fell asleep in the middle of his suda. Now he wakes up. He's eno chozer v'yochel. What does that mean? He says, "Time of the milsa shetiktu rabban and shtei kosos lifnei asuda shtaim liachar asuda lefichach miyad shehifsek v'nisnamnem lo yochel od avi hefsek v'tzarch lishnei kosach ronos miyad liachar asuda." Shim Yochal Od Havi Kamo Suda Nechlekes Lishtayan the Suda Rishoni Yeshla Kosos Lifnea Suda Suda Shnea Yeshla Achrea. So somehow the Shena creates a Hefsek in the Suda, and that's going to give you a problem because we don't want to break up the Siruf between the two brocho, the two kosos before the suda and the two kosos liachar suda, because the suda in the middle is going to connect them. But he fell asleep. Now in the Manishtana we ask about a seva. Yesh la'ayin demai hasha'ela. What is the special question of the four questions on a seba? Who din mitzvahs matzah v'shtiyas dalid kosos? So the rest of the year we don't have matzah, and we don't drink four kosos. Is mebelu is no a seba? So couldn't he figure this out on his own, so to speak? Yet I don't know how old the child is, but what's the cash of Manishtana here on Eseva? We have Dalit Kosos, which we don't have the rest of the year. We have Matzah the rest of the year. Umawashinu Yishel Kol Hashana. V'yeno Chinami, Yesheila al Etzem Achilas HaMatzah, Achma Makum Yesh L'Sheila Nifredes al Mitzvah Seseva. Ulam Lefiyah Ram of the Seba, he din Bisa'uda, Velobevitzis Matzah, Nicha Hetev, Hasheela al Heseba, Kisheela Bifne Atzma, Shere Kolashona, Ochlim Si'uda, Vien Ochlim Osa Beseba, Verak Velela Pesach, Yesh Mitzvah Lecho, Velishtos Derech Heseba. Ulefiz any reposhed Lidina, Demisha Ainlo Matzah, Eino shosa dalid kosos, ki kol adin shel dalid kosos hu lasmicham uletzarfam lasu'uda. Wow, he's going really far with this. V'yim eilo su'uda hu mufka mikiv shel dalid kosos. Ulam lumat ze, im eilo matzah lishma, aval yesh biyodo matzah shel lo lishma, hu chayev v'dalid kosos. Wow. Look how far the Rav is willing to go. He doesn't have matzah, he doesn't have dalid kosos. Why? Because matzah is necessary to set up the suda. And the din of shtiyas dalid kosos is to integrate those shtiyas dalid kosos into the suda. Again, shnayim b'fanei, shnayim l'achreya. He doesn't even have a suda. Hareu mufka mikiyum dalid kosos. Who could believe such a thing? I don't know. What can I tell you? I'm a little bit of a skeptic. I wanted to share this with you because maybe you could calm me down about this. I mean, I find this too revolutionary for my taste. You know, to say that if he doesn't have matzah, then maybe he doesn't have dalid kosos. He says, though, I could salvage it if he has matzah shelo lishma, which that's what we call matzos pshutos. That we're not lishma, so then he could be kover suda matzahs pshutos. Again, he might have to forfeit the bits of matzah, but he has a suda. The ikar suda miskayemes afilu b'matzah sheinu mishtameres. So it's not shmura matzah; it's what we call matzahs pshutos. So now he could do a seba. And although he's not yotze the mitzvah of matzah, but he's yotze the mitzvah of seba. And he can drink dalid kosos. Wow. That's what I call a radical chiddush. Now, if you have the Hare Kedem, if you could go to the next simon, which is Ayin Gimel, Kosev HaShulchan Aruch, Mi Shetzorech HaSeibo, Im Ochal HaShoseh Belo HaSeibo Belo Yotzo, V'tzorech Lachzor, V'lecho V'lishtos BeHaSeibo. V'toma ha'gon Rav Shloime ha'koyin mi'vilna my time of bi'ochal matzah b'li ha'seba tzorech lachzav alecho matzah b'shenis halo yesh lo eitza p'shuta shi'edaleg al achilas moror v'yochal miyad korech matzah u'moror v'yotza yedei chova shneya. The chol hakol atam the ochlim es hamatzah amor kolechem b'fnei atzmo is mishum the asi mar derabbanon umevatol mitzvus mar matzah doraisa aval kan hari eschiv matzah min haTorah kvar yotza below aseba el shehichzir kiyum matzah min rabbanon shehu im aseba. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you ate the matzah without a seba, you have to eat it again. So Rav Shlomo Kohen says, why bother eating again? Just eat it together with the maror, you know, bekricha. You don't have to eat a separate kezayis of matzah. The only reason why we eat a separate kezayis of matzah is because matzah is doraisa. But here, you would yotzei matzah doraisa on the first achila, because the requirement of the seba is only derabbanan. So the Rav is going to spend a couple of paragraphs here to answer the question of Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. But I don't want to do a quick job on this. We'll